Happy Sunday, all kind. This is your week of workouts starting December 16th. All right, to kick it off for Monday, we are going to be doing our third week of strict press. Next week, we're going to be testing it as an assessment, so make sure you get your workout in tomorrow so that you can get a bit more practice in. So let's talk about points of performance real quick. We want to make sure that that bar is as straight as possible. So start with that bar on your shoulders, okay? Elbows down, slightly in front. You're going to get that head out of the way by tucking the chin back. Let the bar come straight up over your head. Lock out. Bring the head slightly through. And then come back down to that starting position. You are not using your legs. You are not dipping. You are not using any movement in your legs. This is a complete, total, strict press of your upper body only. Let's make sure that we get a handle on that for tomorrow. Now you get to practice the strict press by now applying it into the push press for the workout. So they are the same movement. They start and end the same way, but now we get to introduce the quick dip and the press. Make sure that your head locks out, or your arms lock out, and your head is through on those push press in the workout. In addition to the push press in the workout, you're also doing a 200 meter run and planks, different variations of planks as well. So you can look at your levels to see what the variations are, and that is going to be our workout for Monday. Tuesday, we get to practice deadlifts. So we are going to be focusing on building to a heavy with the deadlifts, or we are focusing on form and technique of the deadlifts. So please make sure that your feet are flat, you're pushing off those feet, the knees are stacked over the ankles so that bar has a nice straight path. Make sure that you keep your head, neck, spine neutral. Keep that back flat. Push those feet into the ground and pull up. Squeeze the glutes at the top. Get the hips open. And on your way down, make sure it has that straight bar path. So keep those knees straight until the bar passes your knees. And then start that lift again. We get to practice what we learn on the deadlifts and the strength in our workout. And we are doing a 25-minute AMRAP, which includes a variation of ring rows or ring muscle-ups, followed by shuttle runs, deadlifts, and shuttle runs again. Because this class is long, we're asking for everybody to come on time and make sure you get your warm-up in, especially on the deadlifts. We want to warm up because we don't want any injury happening with the deadlifts, okay? So make sure you get your warm-up in on Tuesday for sure. All right, Wednesday, we are moving on into overhead squats, everybody's favorite. Okay, I know that this is a challenging movement for many of us. However, it is okay for you to use a bar, a light bar, or even a PVC just to get your body used to the movement, especially if you feel that tightness in your middle and lower back. Let's just practice and get the movement in. We want to make sure that we are showing our armpits. We've got that external rotation. And we want to be able to have a nice lockout at the top. You want to think of like you're holding a big tray of drinks over your head. So you want to have a stable position in that overhead position. Also in the squat, hips below the knees, knees out, feet flat, and make sure that those knees are tracking over the toes. That's going to be the best position for you on that overhead squat. Now we get to practice overhead squat in our workout. So how fun. We get to put what we learned and apply it into our workout. So that's going to be a combination. We've got a couplet of 15, 12, 9, 6, 3, 15-minute time cap of overhead squats and anchored sit-ups. For you high-level athletes, you got the GHD sit-up as a choice. So that's pretty cool. All right. So we are now moving in to Thursday. All right, so we get to practice in our strength and EMOM. We're going to be doing a 5-minute EMOM of hang power cleans and squat cleans for the higher levels. Middle level, hang power clean and power clean. And then our lower levels is going to be 3 hang power cleans. Okay, another opportunity to apply what we've learned in the deadlift. It carries over into the clean. Let's be mindful of that early arm pull. We want to be bending the elbows until we've pushed off the feet. When we do our progression in this, it's really important that you pay attention to all the different aspects of it. The shoulder shrug, the elbows high, the elbows in front. Make sure that we are working towards that so that you can have nice, solid cleans and be prepared for that heavier weight as your technique allows. We also will be having another 25-minute AMRAP, or actually 25-minute time cap. You're going to be doing three rounds of a variation of cleans or power cleans or hang power cleans. And then we have bodybuilders over the bar and single unders or double unders. And then you either have a run or a row. So check out your levels to see the different variations of the movements. Just to note, bodybuilders over the bar, you can hop over the bar now. We will talk about that more in class. Okay, so let's move on into Friday. All right, Friday. We have an EMOM, a 10-minute EMOM of push jerk. So this week, how awesome. We got to practice strict press. We got to do push press in a wad. And now we get to practice push jerk. Again, all of these movements start and end the same way. It's just how we get there is different. So if you're unfamiliar with push jerks or this is just something completely new, come to class that day. Let's practice it. Let's get some of that time in on it. And we will go over more of the points of performance on the push jerk. All right, then we have an EMOM after that, and that's going to be a 15-minute EMOM of 5 pull-ups, 10 push-ups, 15 squats. If we happen to fall behind on the EMOM in getting all of those movements done in each minute, it just turns into an AMRAP. So it's going to be a fun body weight workout to do on Friday. All right, our final day is Saturday, and Saturday is going to be a partner workout. It's going to be a 15-minute time cap. You're going to be doing in partners three rounds, 50 alternating box jumps, 50 Russian kettlebell swings, and then you got to stop every 3 minutes to do 16 partner med ball sit-ups. That's going to be a great way to get your Saturday morning started and then to have an awesome, awesome weekend because I know all of us are going to Christmas parties. All right, that is your cap week of workouts, I should say. And one last thing I want to tell everybody, we are also celebrating with Christmas Spirit Week. Tomorrow is Merry Monday, wear anything red or green. Tuesday is Tinseltoe Tuesday, wear Christmas socks, shorts, or pants. Wednesday is Christmas Character Wednesday, wear anything with a Christmas character or dress up as one. Sweater Weather Thursday, sweater weather. Wear your ugliest or best Christmas sweater. Friday will be night before Christmas and wear any Christmas pajamas or anything plaid. And then Saturday is anything or everything. Let's celebrate and have fun. And you have incentive because if you dress up, we get to put your name in a drawing and you get to win a prize by the end of the week. So make sure you get those pictures taken. Send them on over to Coach Hoku. She is going to make sure that everybody's name is put in for the drawing. I want to wish each and every one of you a happy week. Merry Christmas, and let's get after those workouts. Make sure you come to class on time and get that warm-up in, and we will see you this week. Aloha!